Good evening. I would like to call this House Ways and Means Committee meeting to order. Today is January 31st, 2024. Let the record reflect that it is 6:02 p.m. Today we have present Representative Groh, Representative McCabe, Representative Allard, Representative Tilton, and myself, Chair Carpenter. And we have no other legislators in the room. We do have some guests. Thank you for joining us. I would like to remind committee members and guests to please silence your cell phones. Staff assisting us today will be Lori Rowland with the House Records, Zachary Lawhorn with the LIO. Thank you for helping. My staff, Kendra Broussard, will be the committee aide. Today on our agenda, we have public testimony on House Bill 190, the Alaska Sunset Commission, and then discussion from committee members. So we'll get started. I'll be setting a two-minute time limit for testifiers. And I'll open it up public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that wants to testify on HB 190? Seeing none, I will close public testimony in the room. And are there any testifiers online? There are no testifiers online. All right. So next on the agenda is discussion. I know that there have been some questions regarding the bill, so I'll open it up for discussion. Or not. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I will close public testimony. Representative Tilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, just thinking about the bill and what the bill does and what it is supposed to do is looking at reviewing departments within the administration. And so just a question for food for thought for this committee, because I understand you're not going to pass it out, and we do have some amendments here tonight, but just a food for thought question is the makeup of the commission itself and what that looks like. In the bill, currently there's 4 members that come from the legislature and 3 from the administration that the governor appoints. That would sound like it would be a balance, except for that in the legislature we have 2 bodies, the House and the Senate, who are sometimes on the same page, but not always on the same page. So in thinking about that, it's not necessarily that it's a balanced appointment, that the executive branch actually ends up with more power, and the legislature is kind of usurping that power to the executive branch as we are overviewing the executive branch departments. So just food for thought and things to think about. I don't know exactly what the makeup of the commission should look like, but it might be something we want to discuss further or look into further. I know we want, you know, ultimately you want an odd number of members, but it's just something for consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I appreciate it, Representative Tilton. And before we brought the bill forward, we had discussed this very subject as to where to put the commission, under what organization, whether the legislature or the executive branch, and what the makeup ought to be. Let the record reflect that Representative Gray has joined us at 6:05. We settled on placing it within the administrative purview of the lieutenant governor, because the lieutenant governor has a regulatory review already, mm-hmm. and it just kind of fit. I'm open to suggestions, and we have a few amendments that have been turned in by the deadline, and I think just as a means to not rush through the committee process, I will extend the deadline to February 6th. And we can continue to discuss this. And I am open to an alternative or a solution that would better meet the committee's needs on that particular subject. Representative Groh has joined us at 6:06. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative McKay has joined us
at 6:06.
There you go.
Look like twins.
Looks so much alike, yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Tilton.
So, Mr. Chairman, I thank you for that consideration. And I just, You know, if the mission of the Sunset Commission is to be reviewing departments, it seems as though it would be prudent upon the legislature to have the most authority when it comes to that review. And that was my reason for that consideration. I understand the consideration of where does the purview of the Sunset Commission fall under, and, you know, the ultimate decision to go with the Lieutenant Governor. I can see why you went that route versus maybe a legislative budget and audit. But I do think that it would be prudent for us to maybe take a look at the makeup of the committee itself to make sure that it is a balanced approach and that the legislature having the majority of the authority of the commissioners on board.
Sounds good. Thank you, Representative Tilton. Any other comments, questions? Representative Gray.
Thank you. Through the chair. I apologize for being late, and I apologize if you've talked about this already, but the legal opinion that we received, I was curious about the fact that the governor could basically delete the commission through an executive order. And so I was just curious if there was a way for us to amend the bill to make it really the property of the legislature that couldn't be deleted through an executive order.
Right. Thank you, Representative Gray.
No, you're good.
Well, I think, and for your edification, the question was raised earlier was one about the location, but also about the makeup of the board and who has the authority to appoint the members. And I kind of explained why. So you can go back to the recording and see that. But I appreciate the suggestion. I also extended the amendment deadline to February 6th. So if you have a proposition that we should consider, then please bring an amendment forward and we can consider it. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Well, then we got a little bit of work to do on the bill. We will do that work and come back at a later date. Let's see. Got your – just check and make sure I'm not missing anything tonight. I think we have accomplished everything on the agenda, so let the record reflect at 6:09 p.m. we are adjourned.